Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for joining this telecast today. This is our first English technique telecast. Here are 37 attendants joining. My name is Yuriko Ito from AICI Tokyo. I will act as facilitator for the telecast. Allow me to introduce another facilitator, who is Kaori Takahara from Tokyo Chapter 2. Kaori will now say a few words.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kaori Takahara from Tokyo Chapter, and I'm glad that so many people are joining today. And go back to Yuriko, please.
We started at 10 p.m., so let's study until at 11 p.m. together. Including question and answer time, this telecast is scheduled for 1 hour. Please explain the important points of the technical, please.
Okay, let me briefly explain how to operate your computer. Please make sure to mute your microphone, and the icon should be on top of the page on the left-hand side. And if you have any questions during the session, please type in the chat section whenever you like. The speaker will answer to each of your questions during the QA session later on. And if you find any technical problems, you can also ask for your support in the chat box in Japanese and in English. Other language, I'm sorry. And the meeting host will answer to your help. So I would translate the language, and I apologize for the other language. And okay, go back to Yuriko, please.
Thank you. Today, it is my pleasure to introduce Ms. Aparec Tantra Bandit, AICI Singapore. She is taking about heat to the top. AE has quickly become recognized as the top certified to image consultant in Thailand. Also recently published her first book called The New You, which is a bestseller this time. Now, we will follow her lecture with a question and answer period for 15 minutes, and so she will give a lecture for us. May I start interview AE?
Hi, hello everyone. My name is A. Aparec Tantra Bandit from Thailand.
Can you please introduce about yourself, who you are, and what you do?
Okay, hello. I am a Thai image consultant who certified from three places, from FIT New York, London Image Institute, and Academy of Image Mastery in Singapore. So at this moment, I do image consultant full-time, okay, 100%. And mostly my clients are big international corporate companies, both in Thailand and in Asia. And secondly, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, which are doctors, celebrity, executives, politicians, and more. And also, I have public class as well, which is called The New You.
Okay, what did you do before you become image consultant?
What did I do before I became image consultant?
Yes.
Okay, I graduated from International University in Bangkok, which is called Assumption University. And after I graduated, I start working as the on-stage translator, and later on I became trainer. So I was in love in the training field since beginning. And at that time, every time when I translate, it will be on stage in front of more than 100 people. And it's about NLP program, which is now called neuro-linguistic. At that time, it was like 10 years ago. so not much people understand about that. The course called Mind and Development Training. So I did training every week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So 3 days a week, and I did that over years. So meaning that I have, at that time, I had helped more than 10,000 people all over Thailand. So we mostly do it in the north, northeast, center, at the south, everywhere in Thailand. So on Thursday, I would fly over. And later on, I started to realize that I had a lot of training experience and in front of people, but I don't have much experience on management. So I decided to change my field and jump into a marketing world. So I joined the biggest IT company from South Africa, which is the company on a NASDAQ stock exchange as well, which is called MWeb Company. So at that time, I did IT stuff and things online. I was a marketing manager. So I mostly develop website, plan marketing for them, and so plan everything online, put it that way. So most of my clients are corporate company or government project. So I did, for example, we did website for all banking in Thailand, all automobile, and government project as well, such as Thai Parliament project or Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So that was my turning point in terms of career, because when I started to meet more people, you know, not just only operation people, but a lot of executives. So I started to realize that actually image is very, very important. People don't buy things from just only how good my products are, but they buy things from how I look. So they buy things from their first experience, their first impression when they meet me. And I started to realize, oh, I must have my own image. Because at that time, that was my second job. So I didn't care much about how do I look, but that's just only how succeed I am, which was wrong. So when I met people from government, there was one management. She started to point out that, oh, you are a marketer. I didn't realize that. I thought you were a designer or graphic designer from the way you dress. So from that moment, I really, really study about image and care more about myself. And later on, my last routine job was in a big international corporate company, which was about English tutorial. So I worked as a director there. Mostly what I did was I recruit people, and so when I recruit them, I train them for both sales and marketing. At that time, I worked as a director for this company. So we had 7 branches, and I took care of people, about 500 people around me. I mostly trained them not just only how to sell or how to do marketing, but how to take care of themselves, how to build their personal brand in order to sell product easier, and how to make people like themselves, you know, how to create first impression when they meet people. So mostly it always comes together, not just only product experience, but on that image, inner and outer too. So what I did for sales and marketing team was I always let them have a goal in their life. And when they have a goal in their life, so we mostly set a goal instead of setting a sales target. So when they know that why they do those things, they do it better. Before my last routine job, I used to work for network company, like marketing network company. At that time, there were about 5,000 people under me as my networking. So I mostly managed them about that attitude, how to live their life positively, and how to go on in their life successfully. So that was before I was a director. And as a director of international corporate company, later on I realized that I had a calling, that I had my dream at some point. And then I resigned from a director position of that international corporate company to pursue my dream, which at that point I wasn't sure what it was, but I rather resign and it's time for me to take a look what my goal really is. That was what I did before I became image consultant.
Why did you choose this job? What inspired you to be image consultant?
What inspired me as an image consultant? I do believe this way. I believe that it's always a calling somewhere in my life. Before I became image consultant, at that time I just resigned, and I had a goal just only to work for myself, and I don't want to have a boss anymore. So I was looking for a small business, some business that I can set a system and it can work itself. And I was searching and searching over and over, and I worked on and off until one day I started to realize that I might have a clearer or bigger goal. So I called my coach and I consult with him. So we had a hint, a sign that it must be somewhere between appearance or image, because my first job I worked as a translator and became a trainer. And then when I worked for corporate, I always train people. So I thought training is in my blood, and I just didn't get the idea what training I should start, because what I train for corporate company, I train many subjects. For example, presentation skill, communication skill, negotiation, sales, direct marketing, personality, and much more. So at some point when I trained too much, I didn't know what's my strong point anymore. So when I talked with coach, he cheered me up and make it clearer. So when I came back, we knew that it was something about appearance, but we didn't know exactly what it was. So I came back home, and I was really, really searching. What was it? When I searched, so sudden, the word image consultant popped up, and I was really surprised. Wow, there is this subject, there is this career in the world. And it's just like, you know, it's just like a jigsaw that just clicked in my life. At that time, I feel like I was a jigsaw puzzle, and it was almost complete. But I missed the missing point at somewhere in my life. So when I saw the word image consultant, at that night, I couldn't sleep at all. So I started to set the video, and I started to shoot myself. I did 3 videos in that night about how to mix and match, how to dress. And I didn't even know about image consultant, how it was or how it works. But I just couldn't sleep. I was so inspired. And then when I note down, I realized that, wow, in my notes, every book, no matter what work I work, at the back of the book, I always wrote it down or drew a picture about mix and match and how to dress. Every time when I got so stressed out, I would draw a picture and prepare my dress for a week. So sometimes I prepare my dress like from Monday to Sunday. 7 dresses, and I drew that. Mix and match. Mix and match. Most of the time. I never realized that. That was part of me, part of myself. And when I saw those books, it even inspired me more. So I set my goal that I must really study on image consultant. And I wasn't even sure at that time, what was it. And I was searching, and I thought that to be able to work as image consultant, it must be something about image or fashion. So I searched that if it's about somewhere at some area about that, it must be either New York or Italy. So I searched until I found New York, and I connect with few instructors, and I talk with them online before. Mm-hmm. So that's what inspired me. But you know what, later on when I work, I realized more and more that what really inspired me came from myself. It came from inside. That's why when I work, my strong point is to work from inner outer, from inner to image. Yeah.
How did you find Image Consultant?
How did I find Image Consultant?
Yeah.
Just like I said before, how it starts. And after that, when I talk with instructors somewhere for a while, I thought that I should start somewhere in Thailand as well because it's easier for me. So when I found image consultant from talking with my coach, from came back home, inspiring and searching how it was, then I searched for some image consultant in Thailand too. When I searched for some image consultant, I found a few of them, and I contacted them all. But feedback was really different. The first image consultant class that I joined in Bangkok, it was not a big class, but I really set my time like for a few months before I connect with this person and I join with that class. So when I learned image consultant for a few hours, later when we had a coffee break, the instructor just called me out, and I was so surprised. I was so happy and glad. So we talked, and I hope at that time I had a big hope that, well, maybe we could join at some point to work together as an image consultant, because I always believe in win-win solutions. The instructor, she asked me to leave. She said she doesn't teach image consultant, or she doesn't teach trainer, put it that way. So she asked me to leave the class during coffee break. So that was my first experience about image consultant. I came back home with a heartbreak, but I thought that no way, I'm not going to give up easily. And I searched for another person, trying to talk with her, but I never get connected with her. So that was the start of my idea to study abroad. And I thought that, well, if I want to go to the top, I must start somewhere abroad. So that's how I find about image consultant.
How did you get stuck when you come back to Thailand?
When I came back to Thailand, the first class, I mean the first certificate that I pursue was image consultant from FIT, New York. So at that time when I came back to Thailand, I didn't have much confidence to start the class. I still figured out how to really start it, and I work on that to make it more solid. Until one day, I heard about the conference, AICI conference in Malaysia. So I joined AICI conference in Malaysia, and luckily, I met few great instructor. So I met Carla Matis, I met Christina Ong, and a lot more from there. So I got to talk with Christina Ong, and I thought that, well, maybe Singapore would be my best solution. So after talking with her for a while, I did a video shoot, interview Christina Ong, and later on we got connected, and I went to Singapore to study more. So I got certified from another two places, from Academy of Image Mastery, Singapore, and from London Image Institute. So at that time, I felt fully confident when I came back to Thailand. And when I came back to Thailand, I started to, well, to be honest, I already prepared my mind and prepared myself that I might be in a struggle situation for a while, because many people said so, that number one, there were not much people knew about image consultant. Number two, I might need some time to make it more solid and to learn more before I start my class. So meaning that I might make my living without doing anything that at that time besides study. So when I came back to Thailand, I contact corporate company. I went to visit each company that I used to teach them. And I told them that now I am image consultant and how I start. So I did really, really hard working when I came back and study all my courses that I learned, bring it back to make presentation. I did proposal and I visited customer. So I would say that how did I get started? The most important thing is start by my attitude first. That I fully believe that I am good enough. And I am a good enough image consultant. Even though the market was very, very difficult, because there were not much image consultant in Thailand, number one. And number two, people don't know what is it all about. People just know what personality is. So I even knocked off with some client or someone that I don't even know. What I did was I focused on corporate company. And when I focus corporate company, I make a list. And I try to find a contact person. When I find a contact person, for me, it doesn't mean anybody. You know, it must be someone. For example, either management or human resources department. So I search for vice president of human resources department from each company that I target. And I didn't even care if I know them in person or not. What I focused was I wanted to teach for this company. I wanted to help them to make them better. So when I focus that way and I make a list down, the first thing was I list down what could I help them? What can I do for them to make them better? So when I knock down, I mean when I make appointment, talking with them, what I presented to them was how can I make them become a better corporate? How could I help them to lift their standard? And what is the solution that I would suggest as an image consultant for them? So mostly they like it. But it really, really takes time. So for my target as corporate company, I knew that if I talk with them today, the fastest of the project that would happen would take at least 3 months. Or from, let's say, from 3 months to over a year. So meaning that I have to meet a lot more clients to reach the time that I plan. And when I list it down, I really make plan like month by month. But when I visit those corporate companies, you know, I visit them at least 3 companies a day. And if there is one day that I felt I had no one to visit, I make more lists. So that's about corporate company. That is number one of my client. Number two is for public. I also trained public. I came back to Thailand in November. So in December, I started my class called The New You, which is the same name as my book. At that time when I started my class, I just happened to talk with one lady, which she did recruitment. And I told her that how could I help with her with her career as a recruiter to make them do a better job. Then I asked her if she could connect with clients. You know, my first group of public clients was about just only 10 people. So that was my first group. And I really, so I teach them. That was the first group that I trained. And later on, you know, when I start my first training, I plan my next. And I would say that this is a good trick for anyone who is interested in start their own training. The point is, don't just only train for the first time, but whenever you start training the first time, you must plan what is the second, what is the third. And you know the timeline. And then you know why you do that. So I set my second class 1 week later because I just expected that all of them, like the first 10 people, they will all join my second class, which I was wrong. Because number one, when I started my class, it was in December. Number two, the first group that I teach, they were all accountants. So when they were all accountants, they're really, really concerned on investment. If it's a risk, if it's good enough to invest about image consultant course. So they really think about that. And so within a week, within 7 days, I contact more people. If anyone could introduce someone, and my second class, a week later, I got 15 people. as a public. So that was how I started when I came back to Thailand, which without of any expectations, I thought it was good. It was good for me. Yeah.
What's that process called when there are just few image consultants?
When there are, thank you for this question, when there are just only few in the market, it's always good side and bad side, right? So for good side, well, I would say about con first. So for con would be, number one, what I really, really feel was I really work alone. And I was not used to do that. I always work as a team and I always enjoy working as a team. So that's how I feel that I really, really working alone and I had no company to hang around or to share my idea with. Second thing is when I had some question or any problem, I didn't know who to talk with. I didn't know who to ask, or I mostly hang around with other image consultants outside Thailand, or my classmate in Singapore, for instance. And that really makes me feel better. Those are cons. And also, sometimes when I teach, so I wasn't sure if I did it right or not. It says, you know, just to play by ears, just to go with the flow. So that's how I did that. People could see things in a different light. And I would say that for things in a different light, even how dark it was, it's always the bright. Even how bad it is, it's always good side in there. So I was really looking what's good in there, that I worked alone at that time and I had no company. Number one, I thought, okay, it means that this is really, really blue ocean because I didn't have much competitor. Okay, and well, I didn't see people as competitor anyway, but I can plan my market, I can positioning myself, and I can really choose who I want to be my customer. So that was the first thing is to positioning myself. The second good thing is when I talk with people, I could create as much demand as I thought, as I planned. So when I could create that demand, I could create my own price. So I could set the market. That could be pros and cons as well, because sometimes when people see that, wow, there are not much people in this field, they might see how alone it was. And, you know, by the atmosphere, it is so easy to give up. But what I did was I keep connected with people who work all the time. I connected myself with my master, no matter Christina Ong, Lynn Mark, or even Carla Matis, or some instructor in New York. So I keep myself motivated. I keep connected with them, and I set my own market. I set my own position. There were several prices on the market at this time, which I would say that it's really different. But my theory when I work is I don't depend myself on the price of those markets. I set the price myself and I set the market myself. For example, if I set my price, my fee from the course as the highest one, I would not see that it is expensive, but I would see that means that I could deliver the best for them. So when I see that I could deliver the best for them, I can set the best fee as well. And I always feel that not just only, you know, nowadays at this moment, it's not just only how students choose you. For me as an image consultant, I always choose my own student. So when I set my own position and set the market, I know that most of my clients, they are not much, but they are B+ people. So mostly they are management, or either they are management or they are like in a top rank of social, which means that for me, I don't need to have like 10,000 students, but just let's say that just only over 200 or 500 students, which are very high quality, it's easier for me to do things. So that is the point. That are pros and cons that I see from where there are not much image consultants at this moment.
Mm-hmm. What made you become number one image consultant in Taiwan?
Number one, I would say attitude.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. To answer your question, as Yuriko, to answer your question, as becoming a number one image consultant, as I just said before, number one is to set my own position. Okay. Number two, everything starts from attitude. So I really, really see myself how I could deliver best. And when I see things, I don't see what I want to teach or what I want to train them. But I see things as what people would get from me, what benefits that they will get after learning my course. What can I help them? What can I do for them? So giving is very, very important. That is number two. Number three is, I would say that making decisions. You know, because for me, when I start doing something, I would say that image consultant is very, very new for me. And I would make decision since beginning, since I came back to Thailand, that if I want to do something, I would do it best. And I would do it excellent. So I make decision to become number one. And then I see the clear picture over there first. And I work toward that picture. You know, so I set the end picture and I started with the end in mind to work forward that. So I was thinking that how